tells us that the mitzvahs are what creates the shleimus and our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Olam Haba. And dependent on the level of those mitzvahs is the real shleimus that we'll achieve. He says, therefore, since that's true, that it means the mitzvahs are the most precious thing in the world. Because the entire dynamic of the world is built upon the mitzvahs. Is meyad vada yushadiktuk shiyaduktuk olina mitzvahs v'avoyedot. The care they will take in measuring how we've served the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world, if that's how significant it is, is going to be very, very precisely measured. And he gives a moshul, when they sell gold, they measure it by a gram. Why? Because it's something very precious. So the mitzvahs are so precious, they're going to weigh them very, very carefully. The result that comes from them, it brings a person to shleimus and to eternal benefit. There's nothing more precious than that. So, the notion that if the Avodo, the Torah, the mitzvahs, this karvus, the drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the essence of what a person is in this world for. So then inevitably, it's not something which is going in Shemaim, they're going to trifle with. If we took the other view from the Ramchal, that we came to this world to accomplish something in this world, that's all. Right? And the mitzvahs, the purpose of the mitzvahs is just to keep us civilized and focused. But that's not the purpose. The mitzvahs are to allow us to achieve an end. And as I've defined in my understanding, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that's not the Tachlis. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is to enable the world to function in a civilized fashion. That's what they're for. So the mitzvahs per se, those Sheva Mitzvahs, are not given per se for the reason that a person should achieve the ultimate closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he listens to the Dvar Hashem, he certainly deserves schar. But it's not drawn close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the world should be a civilized place with understanding of man's role, that he stands before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and he has moral responsibilities because of that. And then basically all the rest are very, very simple civil things. You can't murder, you can't steal. Basic morality should be a system of laws. Very simple, straightforward things, which are the fundamental building blocks of any society. Human society cannot exist without them. So if the tachlis and the mitzvahs is only to enable us to achieve a civilized society, so we don't have to postulate necessarily that they're going to be so medactic, so exacting in how you did it. A little more, a little less, marash. The basic point wasn't the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah was a means to an end. And that end was we should live a civilized life in this world. So if a person is a little less medactic, a little more medactic, with more l'shem shemayim, less l'shem shemayim, but he achieved the end. The end, that's not the end. The end is a sane world. So, but if the mitzvahs are the end, they're not the means to the end, but the mitzvahs per se, the mitzvahs create the shleimus. So we have the mitzvahs are not incidental to some other purpose we have in this world. That's our purpose. So therefore, if that's our purpose, that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom brought us here, then obviously we must take extreme care with fulfilling the mitzvahs. Nimtzein olam eidim, we may conclude. Ki ikur mitzias olam eidim, what is our purpose and why are we here? So this has nothing to do with our standing in this world. That's not the reason that we're here. Hurat lekayim mitzvahs v'lavoid v'lamod ben yisrael, to fulfill the mitzvahs. Lavoid. We have to know what the word lavoid means. What is lavoid? It's kiyama mitzvahs. Lavoid, for lamoid b'nisoyon. Lamoid b'nisoyon, we understand. Means we were created to face challenges in this world. Challenges are not incidental to our existence, but challenges are the reason that we're here. Is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will challenge us, and through being challenged, we will become greater people. But the shaila is, what's the lavoid? What do we mean by lavoid? We talked about mitzvahs and lamad b'nisoyim. So what's lavoid? So lavoid would seem to suggest the development of a person. So there's the midas that he has. That's what it would suggest. But it's not kiyam ha-mitzvahs, per se, and it's not the challenges that he faces. But rather, the avoda is how to overcome the varied obstacles which stand between us in serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In the writings of Reb Chaim Vital, in Shaar HaKedusha, the Reb Chaim Vital writes, he's different than the Ramchal, because the Ramchal writes that the Lechas Bedrochov means Midas. The Shaar HaKedusha, Reb Chaim Vital writes, there's no specific mitzvah of Midas Tovus in the Torah. So do you know why? He said, because the mitzvahs, the Tariq mitzvahs, are built on a platform of midas. You can't do the mitzvahs unless you have appropriate midas. So that precedes mitzvahs. It's not part of mitzvahs. The Rabbi Chaim Vital says it precedes mitzvahs. And if a person has distortions of his character, he'll never be able to do the mitzvahs properly. So that could be what the Ramchal means. It's not mitzvahs, it is not challenges, but v'lavoid means the self-development that a person goes through his experiences in life, through his learning in life, through his contemplation of his role before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if we realize that we're here not for this world, but for the world to come, that there's something, that there's a corollary that follows that. If we're here for this world, then you're talking that all the pleasures of this world are part of the experience that we were created for. But if we were created for Olam Haba, so what are all the experiences of this world? For Anois Olam, that which a person derives pleasure from this world, and Roy Shehielo, he's not saying this is easily achievable, but I'm talking in a philosophical sense, that all of that should be l'ezo l'siyo v'uvad. This should help a person to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person needs a certain amount, as he says, l'shiyelo nachas ruach v'yishuv das. A person needs to feel satisfaction. A person needs to feel tranquil. So, to some extent, man indulges in this world for that reason. It gives calms him. It makes him happy, puts him in the proper frame of mind. And from there he can serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, as the Ramchal will write elsewhere, Mesilas Yesharim, if we use it for that purpose, that is a sublime purpose in its own right. So that's philosophically what a person should do. But not easy to achieve. What we hope to achieve in this world is if we're a little bit L'Shem Shemayim, we're doing well. We're not such saintly people, at least most of us are not, that we can assume that we're going to do things fully l'shem shamayim. But rather, it should be to provide us with the mindset, l'man yuchal defanos libol ha'avayda ha'zoi samutelos olav, that I should have the energy to be able to embrace avaydas Hashem. There's a maaser with the Kotzko Rebbe, with that I'll end, but the Kotzko came to a place, and he was a guest of a very wealthy man. And the minhag by this wealthy man is they had, you know, the rules were very, very lavish, in accordance with his station in life. And on Shabbos, whenever they brought out, you know, the next dish, so before they started to eat, they intoned the Shem Kedusha Shabbos. So the Kotzka was there, this was the first course, the second course, the third course. The next course comes out, and the Kotzka gives a geshrei, yells out, L'shem my boich, for the purpose of my stomach, L'shem my boich. So the Balabos says to him, Rebbe, it's in the chain. It's not. It's inappropriate. So the Kotzke said it may be inappropriate, but at least it's true. Meaning to say that to strive even to be a little bit L'Shem Shamayim is a big thing. To be fully L'Shem Shamayim, you know, that's a huge, huge madrega. Not so easy to achieve, you know. But the idea is that each one of us in our own way should achieve a little bit L'Shem Shamayim. And the L'Shem Shamayim is in all different ways. The L'Shem Shamayim is, as the Ramchal writes here, to provide the satisfaction, the tranquility, to be energized to do Avodas Hashem. The Ravid writes in Balei HaNefesh that there's another aspect of Avoda, which is also L'Shem Shamayim, in a different way. And that is that we're human beings, and we have human desires. So if a person indulges beheter, so the Yetzer Hara should not tempt him to indulge be'isa, that's also L'Shem Shamayim. It's not the highest level of L'Shem, but it's a L'Shem Shamayim. It's to make sure that I serve the Rebbeinu Shalom properly, and we shouldn't diminish it. The Talmud, this all ended. The Talmidim of Rishon Salanta asked him once about learning to become Rabbanim, learning Hayro. So he told him they should learn Hayro. So he said, but then we're learning for a panosa, it's not Torah Lishmo. So Rabbi Saul said, you have it all wrong. You're a B'nai Torah. So what are you going to want to dedicate your life to? You're not going to be interested in going into business. So what are you going to do? You have to earn a living at some point in your life. So you're going to decide you want to become a Rav. So that way you'll be most attached to the Torah throughout your life. If you become a Rav, he said, the Malabatim are going to come ask you shaylos. If you don't answer the shaylos, they'll throw you out. What do they need you for? So you're going to have to answer the shaylos. So the only shayla is, now when you're going to answer the shayla, so you can answer right, you can do properly and improperly. So if you learn hayro, it's for the sake that when you're going to be in that situation, you'll pass in the shaylas properly. He says, so what could be a greater L'Shem Shamayim than that? We'll see you.